Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Mary Ellen Rogers and the Parents' Committee request the pleasure of your company Saturday night at the Mayfield Cotillion. RSVP dinner. Now, why would Mary Ellen Rogers pull a dirty trick like this on me?
Well, Wally, I think it was very sweet of her to ask you.
Yes, son, it's quite an honor.
What's a cotillion?
That's a creepy dance where a bunch of parents hang around to make sure you don't have any fun.
Wally, I think you'll have a lovely time. Besides, this is the sort of thing you should go to. You know, a boy can't go through life wearing blue jeans and a T-shirt.
Gee, Mom, why not?
Gee, Dad, do I have to go?
Well, I think you should go, Wally. But it's your decision. We're not going to make you go.
But Ward,
No, it's up to him, Joan. Only thing is, Wally, I think you should call Mary Ellen this evening and let her know.
Well, you mean I gotta call her and tell her I'm not going? Face to face on the telephone?
Yeah. Couldn't he just throw the invitation away?
No, Beaver. You call her, Wally.
All right. All right, I'll phone her tonight and I'll tell her I'm not going. That's what I'll do. Hi, Mary Ellen. This is Wally Cleaver. I'm sorry I can't go to the dance, because I'm going to... Yeah. Man. Mary Ellen. Sorry I can't go to the dance.
What you doing, Wally?
Oh, I'm getting ready to call Mary Ellen Rogers.
You've been doing that for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, gee, Beaver, I just can't call her up and tell her I'm not going and hang up.
Gee, why not?
Well, 'cause it would hurt her feelings.
What's wrong with that? She's a girl.
Hey, look, Beaver, how does this sound? Hello, Mary Ellen. This is Wally Cleaver.
Pretty good so far.
I'm sorry I can't take you to the dance Saturday night, 'cause I'm going to be having a sore throat then. Why not?
Look, I could dance with a sore throat. Why don't you get something sick a guy can't dance with?
What do you mean?
Tell you busted your leg.
Look, Beaver, what if I told her that and then the next day she saw me walking around on the street with a broken leg?
Then just tell her you're an awful brave guy.
You pipe down.
Okay. But gee, one minute you asked me something and the next minute you told me to pipe down.
Wally, did you call Mary Ellen?
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna, Mom.
Well, hurry up. Your father wants to call Mr. Rutherford.
Okay, Mom. Hey, maybe I'll get her mother. Then I can leave the message with her.
Hello?
Hello? This is Wally Cleaver.
Why, Wally, this is Mary Ellen. Oh, it's so nice to hear from you. I'm away at school now, you know.
Yeah, I know, I got your invitation. Came in the mail at dinner. Mary, I...
Oh, that's wonderful, Wally. It's going to be just a wonderful dance. A bunch of kids you know are going. We're all going to sit at one big table.
But, Mary, I...
Having all sorts of games and contests. Well, you've been to the country club before, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the one with the golf course.
When are you going to tell you busted your leg?
I'm gonna. Mary,
Daddy's going to pick up a bunch of the kids and we can all drive over together. Is 6:30 a good time for you?
Mary Ellen?
Yes.
Yeah, 6:30 is fine.
Wonderful. I'll see you, Wally.
Yeah, see ya.
You're going, huh, Wally?
Yeah, well, it looks like I'm gonna have to.
You started out to tell her no. How could a girl make you do something you don't want to do?
I don't know. That's the way it is with girls. You'd think nobody could throw a baseball the creepy way they do.
But they do.
You finished with the phone, Wally?
Yeah, Dad.
Did you speak to Mary Ellen?
Yeah. Her father's picking me up at 6:30 Saturday.
He never even got a chance at talking about his busted leg.
I better call Fred.
Dear, what made you so sure that Wally would go all the time?
Well, the boy never had a chance. I've been the victim of feminine wiles myself.
Hey, Cleaver. Some operator you are, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Going to the country club with Mary Ellen Rogers.
Yeah.
Boy.
Gee, I got it, guys. I got stuck.
Stuck?
Oh, yeah? Hey, how do you guys know anyway?
Never mind. Boy, have you seen that Mary Ellen lately? Is she ever the most?
Yeah? Boy, is she something since she went away to school.
Cleaver, how do you do it?
Now, guys.
Wally? Wally?
Yeah, Mom?
There's someone here to see you.
Okay, Mom. Who is it?
Mary Ellen Rogers.
I'll be right back, guys.
Wally, she's waiting for you in the living room.
Thanks, Mom.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Chester?
Hi, Mrs. Cleaver.
Clara?
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Joey, where are you boys going?
We're all
going
to watch Wally talk to Mary Ellen Rogers, Mrs. Cleaver.
I'm Wally Cleaver.
Get a load of Cary Grant.
We were just in the department store, and I asked Mother to let me stop by a minute.
Oh. Oh, do you know the guys? That's Chester, and that's Tui, and that's Lumpy. I mean, Clarence.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Fine, fine. Yeah, we haven't been sick or anything. Do you want a glass of water or something?
Oh, no. No, I just dropped in to show you the dress I'm wearing to the dance. Well, Wally, how do you like it?
Yeah, that's real nice. I'd trade to see you spill something on it or anything.
I'm glad you like it, Wally. Well, I better be going. Wally, could I see you a minute?
Huh?
I mean, outside.
Sure.
I'll be right back, guys.
I'm glad you like the dress, Wally. I just wanted to tell you, there's going to be a lot of games and contests at the cotillion. Well, I entered us in one.
You did?
Yes. I put us down for the cha-cha contest.
Oh. The cha-cha?
Yes. I just know you're a smooth dancer. By the way you walk.
Sure.
Hello, Beaver. But not so much noise. Wally's upstairs and he doesn't want to be disturbed.
How come he doesn't want to be disturbed?
Well, I think he's studying.
That's funny. Me disturbing him never bothered to study him before.
Just you be quiet.
Beaver.
Sure, Wally.
Now that you've heard the rhythm of the cha-cha-cha, everybody on your feet, and let's learn the dance. First, we step forward on your right foot. Back on your left foot. Now, with our feet together, we do three quick steps. Right, left, right.
Back on the left foot. Forward on the right. And left, right, left. Forward on the right. Back on the left. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Beaver, where were you?
Oh, upstairs, Mom.
You weren't bothering your brother, were you?
Oh, no, Mom.
Where are you going now?
Well, I'm going outside to mess around.
Back on your left foot, forward on your right foot, cha-cha-cha. Forward on your right foot, back on your left foot, cha-cha-cha. Am I going too fast?
Boy, you sure are.
Well, now we're ready to try it with the music. One, two, cha-cha-cha. 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 Right, left, cha-cha-cha. Left, right, cha-cha-cha. Now, everybody choose a partner. Are we all ready? Hold your partner in the basic ballroom position. Too close. With the music, here we go. One, two. Cha-cha-cha. One, two. Cha-cha-cha. One, two. Cha-cha-cha. Now everybody circle the entire floor.
Hey, what are you doing out there, you little sneak?
Watching you dance with the canoe paddle.
Look, Beaver, if you ever say a word about this to anybody, you're really gonna be sorry.
Gee, Wally, I wouldn't say anything. Well, I'd be too ashamed to let anybody know I had a brother who danced by himself.
I'm not doing it because I want to.
But how come you're doing it?
Because Mary Ellen Rogers stuck us in a cha-cha contest Saturday night.
Cha-cha?
Yeah. So I gotta learn it, that's why.
Couldn't you just tell her you couldn't do it?
Well, I don't know. I just couldn't tell her, that's all.
The other day, you couldn't tell her you weren't going to the dance. You know something, Wally? You're sure having a lot of trouble not telling girls stuff.
Never mind that, Beaver. But will you get out of here? I gotta practice.
Couldn't I hang around to watch you?
Well, what do you want to watch me for?
Well, I don't know. I just never saw anybody walk around so funny before.
Look, Beaver, will you get out of here?
Sure, Wally.
And look, don't tell anybody what I'm doing. Hey, what are you laughing at?
Wally, you're not really going to do that in front of people, are you?
Will you get out of here?
Well, did the boys get off to school?
10 or 15 minutes ago. You know, Morty, it's funny. That dance is tomorrow night, and Wally hasn't mentioned it all week. He's come home from school every afternoon, locked himself in his room, and studied.
Well, you're not against studying, are you?
No, but, well, when I was his age and there was a dance coming up, well, I got all excited about it.
Well, dear, he's the male of the species. We don't get excited about things like that. When the night of the dance comes, we just change our socks and off we go.
Well, I did get him to make one concession. I'm meeting him downtown after school and getting him a new pair of shoes.
Good. Now, if you can get him into a clean shirt, you're all set.
Ward Cleaver, you have no romantic instincts at all.
dear, I'm a married man.
Beaver, how come nobody's home?
Well, my father's not home from work yet, and my mother's getting shoes with Wally.
Oh. Well, hurry up and put your dirty clothes on so we could go out and have some fun.
Okay, Larry.
Hey, Beaver.
Didn't know you had a record machine.
Well, that's not my record machine. That's my brother's.
Hey, you want to do something real neat?
What?
Let's play a record real fast. It sounds funny.
Well, I don't know, Larry. Well, I'm not supposed to touch my brother's stuff.
Ah, heck, Beaver. He's done trying on shoes. He's not even here to hit you.
Okay. Well, I guess we could for a little bit.
Wouldn't it be neat if we could talk that way, Beaver? Nobody knew what we were saying.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know what we were saying either.
Yeah. Hey, let's play it slow and see what the lady's saying.
Okay.
Now that you've heard the rhythm of the cha-cha-cha, everybody on your feet, and let's learn the dance. First, we step forward on your right foot, then back with your left foot. Now...
What's she talking about, Beaver?
The cha-cha. It's a dance.
Do you know how to dance that way?
Well, sure, it's easy. You just do what the lady tells you to do on the record.
Yeah? Hey, let's try it.
Okay.
Back on your left foot, forward on your right foot, and left, right, left. Now right foot forward, left foot back. With your feet together, three quick steps, right, left, right. Left foot back, right foot forward, cha-cha-cha. Are we going too fast? Well, now we're ready to try it with the music. One, two, cha-cha-cha, right, left, cha-cha-cha. Now, everybody choose a partner.
Hey, Beeb, let's dance partners like we do in dancing school.
Okay,
There now, are we all ready?
You lead.
Now, we hold our partners in the basic ballroom position. Not too close. Now, with the music... Here we go. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. Now everybody circle the entire floor.
Cha-cha-cha. 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 One, two,
all right, you guys, knock it off.
Gee, Wally, what's the matter? Me and Beaver were just doing the choo-choo.
Look, Beaver, didn't I tell you not to tell anybody? Now look what you did.
Gee, Wally, I'm sorry.
Beaver, what's wrong with your brother?
Well, I don't know. He's been acting goofy. Ever since he said he was going to go to a dance with a girl.
Yeah. It was the same way when my brother got engaged. You'd just say hello to him, and he'd start screaming at you.
Well, aren't we quiet tonight?
Yes, aren't we, Wally?
Yeah, I guess we are.
Well, don't you have anything interesting to say, Beaver?
Some little kid in the kindergarten ate modeling clay.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's okay, Mom. They're not going to charge his parents for it.
Well, Wally, can't you contribute anything to the conversation?
All I can contribute is that I'm not going to that dance tomorrow night.
Why, Wally, you accepted.
Yeah, well, Dad said I could decide for myself. So I just decided I'm not going.
But, Wally, we bought you new shoes and everything.
Well,
Well, we can just take him back, and I'll go around barefooted. I'd be excused.
You certainly can.
Thank you for a very nice supper, Mom.
What? Wally changing his mind about going? I can't understand it.
Well, neither can I.
I think I sort of can.
Well, Beaver, what do you know about it?
Well, Wally can't go to the dance. On account he can't do the cha-cha.
The cha-cha?
The cha-cha?
That's right, miss, the cha-cha. Well, we could be down in 10 minutes. Well, I think an hour's lesson would be fine. All right, we'll come right down. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go.
Gee, Dad, you didn't have to go to all this trouble for me. You know, getting me cha-cha lessons and all.
Oh, it's all right, Wally. Let's talk about it on the way. We're going, June. Be back in about an hour.
All right. Good luck, Wally.
Okay, thanks, Mom.
Mom, girls sure mess guys up, don't they?
Beaver, there are probably a lot of girls who think boys mess them up.
Then why don't they leave each other alone?
Well, I'm afraid that's something you won't understand until you're a little bit older.
There's a lot of stuff I'm not going to understand until I'm a little bit older. Boy, when I'm a little bit older, I'm sure going to be busy learning stuff.
Well, Beaver, one of these days you're going to change your mind about girls. You'll be getting married.
Well, maybe. But I'm not going to marry any silly girls. Well, I'm going to marry a mother. Thank you.
Thank you. Dear, it's getting late. Shouldn't Wally be home by now?
Oh, they probably stopped for a soda or something.
That must be Wally.
Yeah, now, dear, when he comes in, don't act as though we've been waiting up for him.
Well, all right, dear, all right.
And don't ask him a lot of questions about the dance.
What do you think I've been waiting up for?
Well, I know, dear, but we mustn't let him think we've been waiting up for him. Oh, is that you, son?
Gee, you guys didn't have to wait up for me.
Oh, we weren't really waiting up.
Oh, no.
We were just sitting here in case you wanted to come in and tell us about the dance.
Well, it was okay. We got there, then we shook hands with a lot of ladies in lace dresses. Then we danced some, then we ate some, then we danced some more. Then we shook hands with the ladies again, and we came home.
Well, I guess country clubs haven't changed much since I was a boy.
Wally, what happened about the dance contest?
Oh, well, Mary Ellen and I got honorary mention.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. Honorary mention.
Yeah, if you don't get first or second prize, they give everybody else honorary mention. Well, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night.
Night.
Say, Dad, I want to thank you for helping me. You know, getting me those dancing lessons and everything.
Oh, I was glad to do it for you, Wally. Only thing is, I'd be careful next time. You know, it might be a little embarrassing to say you can't do something, but it's a whole lot worse to say you can and then have someone find out you can't.
Yeah.
Wally, did Mary Ellen have a good time?
Well, gee, I don't know, Mom. I didn't ask her.
Did you have to eat with the girl, too?
Well, sure. They had what you call a buffet supper.
Oh. What's that?
Well, it's where they put all the food on this table, then you help yourself.
Oh, like the cafeteria at school?
Yeah, only there's no shoving allowed.
Hello.
Hey, Beef, you won't say anything to the guys. You know, about me taking those dancing lessons or anything, will you?
Oh, no, I won't say anything. Because I'm saving that.
What do you mean you're going to save it?
For some time when you do something mean to me. And I'm real mad at you.
Oh,
Thank you.